debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Trying to get us hooked. I'm trying to get my shit hooked up here. Motherfucking Facebook. Where all the cool people hang out.
Although,
Blitz, we've not been getting a lot of new followers on Facebook. We got a ton of new people that are, I mean, like a ton of views, but we're not getting like a lot of new followers. And then it shows a percentage of people that watch, but don't. And there's like a lot of people that watch our shit, but are not following us on Facebook. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, why would they do that?
Because they're being dicks. Let's see if we're even on right now. And there's like a lot of people that watch our shit, but are not following us on Facebook. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, why would they do that?
Because they're being dicks.
Dicks.
Let's see if we're even on right now. And there's like a lot of people. All right, we're not going to go into a motherfucking vortex. So, like, for you people out there, I'm stuck at 107,300. Are you cleaning on it like a little cat over there?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Here comes the lotions.
My hands are dry. Sorry.
You better not lotion that fucking belt up. I'll tell you that right now.
I would never.
No, it's the after show.
Oh, that's right. You can't. Did you put the belt away?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
Thank you, Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker. And we're starting like a new thing in January. This could be the biggest bunch of bullshit we ever tried. But we're taking a few of the shows off of Twitch, the after shows, and putting all after shows on Facebook and YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And for the month of January, Blitz and I are going to do it for 1 month, and then we'll figure if it sucks and it's taken from Twitch, we'll maybe take it back over there. If it's creating some new shit over here, we'll keep it over there. Yep. Do a little a little bit of that. But we're constantly trying
here.
Constantly moving shit around. Including Kevin's Law, Anna.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah.
What did Kevin say about that?
He said he was fine with it.
Okay.
What?
He just knows he can't play any of his bumpers then. Or any or none of his music.
What's is yeah, that the only change?
No, we can't. We'll get banned.
No, that this goes down for a that just goes down as a copyright strike. You just can't monetize. You can't monetize it.
Oh, okay.
It just not it's just not monetizable. And Kevin's show doesn't really do that well on monetizations anyway. So it's, you know, I got it figured out. I got pie charts and shit. Don't forget to Bubba, go to Bubba Army Store or BubbaArmyMerch.com. And I located my Bubba, my worn on stage, slightly used, authentic Calgary Flames hockey sweater signed by me. And it's $650. I sold my other one for $600 and my other one for $500. And I got a G ball on my astronaut suit. So why wouldn't I go for $650 on this?
And that's $650 US, so don't try any sneaky shit, you Canadians.
That's nice.
I need that disclaimer. That's $650 US ... Don't try any sneaky shit, you Canadians.
Yeah.
Exactly how I would have said it.
Mm-hmm.
There's gotta be a crazy Canadian. That would, you know, that would want that. Canadians got more money than us right now, don't they, Blitz? They're loaded, aren't they, for the most part?
Oh, yeah, they're loaded.
Oh, it's a nice hockey jersey either way if you're a Calgary fan.
Well, no, fuck that. If you're a Calgary fan, it didn't mean shit to you. Fucking who's Bubba the Love Sponge? No,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Ruined by signing it.
Yeah.
No, I meant if you're a Bubba fan and a Calgary fan.
Well, yeah, of course.
The hell of a thing.
So cool. Of course you did. But you lost the strap and you're not thinking fucking straight nowadays. Thinking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking the Calgary guys that were at the you know.
Yeah, Big Dan and his brother.
I mean, I'm sure he would want that jersey.
He would.
Because he's a Calgary fan.
And I think Big Dan was loaded, too. I think he lived in Toronto. No. He lived in Vancouver. In Vancouver. I heard Vancouver was beautiful.
I think it still is.
Is that the rap on Vancouver? Anna, you ever been to Vancouver? Have you ever heard about it?
No.
I had a friend that lived there like 10 years ago.
I've been to Toronto, I've been to Montreal, and I've been to Niagara Falls, but I've never been to Vancouver.
Tyler, your girl just got back from Niagara Falls, is she not?
Yes, she did.
Is she feeling better?
Yes, she's doing better.
Are you going to see her today, or are you going to wait one more day?
No, I think we're planning on doing something today.
Niagara Falls is stupid as hell.
Don't get sick for your big race.
Sorry, have you been there?
No, but...
It's like, it's cool for hour and a half, and then you're like, okay, I'm done.
It's just a big fucking hole, ain't it?
It's just like a casino town. That's
now, where does Niagara Falls dump into? Like some lake?
Canadian side and an American side.
And how far is the drop?
Pretty significant.
And I think there has been people survived it, hasn't there?
Oh, they used to go over on barrels all the time.
Yeah, the first person to do it, I think, was a female, and she didn't get credit for it.
Why? Because we didn't like women back then?
Yeah, it was like around the 1900s.
Boy, that's been a big change. Mm-hmm. We went from women not being shit to now they fucking rule the world. I wish I was a woman.
I think she ended up killing herself because she like didn't get credit for anything.
They're like, man, what's your name? My name's Mary, and I'm the one who went fucking the first one across the Niagara Falls. Oh, fuck you, bitch. Only guys can do that.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, I did it. Poor little thing. She just wanted some recognition.
I feel like
Often, you guys need to realize you just need to give your girl a little bit of dap up. Just dap that bitch up a little bit. Give her some recognition.
That's Bubba saying that.
That's me saying it. I mean, you don't want to dap the bitch up all the time and put her over a million. But fuck, you got to throw her a bone every once in a while. Women are strange characters.
Yes, they
are. Are you allowed to play this?
Probably not. Probably not, right, Blitz? This is going to get a copyright USA.
Yep. If you don't want to, if you want us to be monetized.
I do want us to be monetized. Then I shouldn't play it, should I?
Mm-mm. Can't do anything fun here.
Now, Blitz, can I play the audio but not play the video?
No, because the audio is what they catch, actually.
Oh, how about I just play the video, not the audio?
We could probably do that. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right.
You're saying you want to try it as if you know that I'm going to fail.
No, I really do think it's the audio. But
okay, so I'm saying it's like if
but
I
mean,
just...
but I mean, if this does get us in trouble, I don't know, but I think it
only,
is the audio,
and it's only 44 seconds, and so we might be able to clip it out. You know how that little clip feature?
Okay,
but I'm not going to play the audio. Okay,
all right,
I'm just going to play the video, and Anna, we can almost do it. Niagara claims another victim.
Boop boop boop.
Pam pam pam. This guy got inside this motherfucking container right here.
This thing looks like a spaceship. It doesn't look like a fucking barrel.
Actually, it looks like tires.
I think it is.
I think it is
tires. All roped together.
Yeah.
Look at this old timer. Fuck, it's blowing a red right there. Fucking a fucking heater.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. Look at this. It looks like what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Looks about 10 truck tires that we've painted silver. And we've roped them all to fucking together. And then we've taken some smaller tires or some bullshit rubber. And we've made an end cap on the deal.
Are they, they're safety devices like you put on a boat.
Oh, like buoys.
Yeah, buoys.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is fucking 9 buoys stringed together, painted silver. We're going to put some fucking jobber in here and throw them over the side. Let's see if it works. Hold on. Yes, indeed. We're inspecting it. Oh, that cigarette tastes good as fuck. This guy here, I don't know what the fuck he's trying to pull off.
Go back to where it shows all of them.
I almost like watching videos better than this, Blitz, with our own commentary.
This is the 1927 Get Fresh crew.
This is the grandfathers of Travis and Big Red right here.
This is the original, this is the OG Get Fresh crew?
Iggy's grandpa is the one smoking a cigarette.
Look at this shit they built.
This is the 1914 version of the fucking Get Fresh crew right here. Local Niagara Falls DJ had a bunch of guys that liked the show, and he made some shit for them. Well, you see here, now, I don't know what this guy's got going on with his fucking hair. It's like a Napoleon with a fucking Washington, with a George Washington kicker.
Yeah. Big Red's pat-pat.
Well, see what you got here, guys, is we went down to the fucking junkyard and got us 9 fucking old used boat buoys. We painted them silver, made them look brand new. Now, if I told you about my new fucking crisscross wave applesauce fucking hairdo, look at this deal.
He's got a nose on him.
You got a, okay, we took fucking.
And they put another net in
them. Same things we catch fucking fish and lobsters with, and we're going to tie them all together. It's an absolute surefire way to get
killed. Enough shit to it, eventually it's just going to be just safe as hell.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've spent hours thinking about what we're going to call this thing, and we all came up with the most fucking thing. It's called the thing.
But let me call the sun.
Yeah. Okay, now look at this guy's going to get in the fucking thing, and we're going to roll it out here. This motorboat. Man, I hope, Blitz, that you got some pretty good fucking skills. If you're going to take the boat to the edge of the Niagara Falls, and I mean, you got to really be hitting that fucking, right?
You'd think so.
I mean, you fucking
hit him. Someone was just rescued, like, today or yesterday from, like, a car.
All right. So we drop this guy off a little bit from the edge. It looks like he's going to take the thing over the side of the fucking falls here. There it goes. Wow, hold on. How far is that? Can somebody tell me the distance on Niagara Falls?
I don't think that's that big, right? That doesn't look that big.
I bet it's 100 feet. I bet it's a fucking 100 feet. Somebody look. I'll ask the
167.
Bitch. Hey, Alexa, how tall is the Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls is 167 feet tall.
All right, Blitz, that's only 30 feet from the skyway. You know the skyway is 197 from the railing.
Right.
So it's only 30 feet from. That's a long fucking drop.
It doesn't look that high there, though.
It doesn't. It looks like it's about 40 feet.
All right. Well, numbers don't lie now, do they?
No.
You Blitz, you know that 167, you probably got a 50-50 survival rate just on the 167.
So here.
Let alone the fucking, the undertow doesn't get you up.
Yeah, so here's the weird
up.
Thing, though, because it's a falls, you know, there's water falling into the water there. There's no, like, surface tension, so when you hit it, it's not like hitting flat water.
Oh, it's not?
So it actually cushions your fall.
So, like, it's because the water's being disrupted, if it was flat, but since the water is bubbly, so to speak, that helps?
Yep.
Don't worry about this, ladies and gentlemen. The water is fucking bubbly down there. 167 feet down, water's fucking bubbly. These 9 truck tires fucking crisscrossed together with fishing wire is going to be okay. Well, I mean, what's it called? What's this contraption called?
The thing.
All right, everybody.
I've been there, right there.
Now,
Arizona.
Can you really get that close to the, like...
I mean, I wasn't in the water.
This bitch looks like she's in the water, practically.
Yeah, there's like a little ferry at the bottom of it.
This is this guy's wife right here. She's thinking, well, you know, he's a real prick sometimes to deal with. Did they have life insurance back then?
Probably not.
Yeah. Look at this guy. Hold on, it looks like it fell apart.
Of course it did.
The thing isn't very secure.
And
Big Red's grandfather built it. It fell apart, man.
Hold on now.
So Christ.
Oh, shit. Are they trying to go get him? Yeah. They trying to fucking save him?
Oh,
who sent this one? This was a fucking...
That's bullshit,
Who sent that to me right the fuck now?
I did.
You sent me a non-completed one.
What
you
do
sent
mean?
Me a the guy didn't even go over.
He went over.
No, he didn't.
You didn't see it. That he died.
He died.
He went over and the thing exploded.
Are you showing some dead person on there?
Show me again.
The video.
Send me the same link. It doesn't.
Yeah, because it's just.
They didn't show the fucking going over the side.
You just can't see it with the camera in 1951.
Why wasn't there blood? I want to see blood.
Why didn't they say, and he died?
That's what the beginning of the video said.
All right, well, here's another one. I can't play the video on this one either. Hold on. All right, so they're showing the Niagara Falls from the helicopter. This motherfucker is going to get in a shipping. This isn't Blitz. This isn't
now
even.
That's a real barrel.
That's a real fucking. That's a real non-barrel.
That guy's a motherfucking idiot.
That guy, ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at.
Good
a
news
real,
is he's got a helmet on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at the dumbest man known in the world right here. I mean, there's barrels and
this
then there's
dumb
shit.
Motherfucker's getting into a real life barrel.
This it looks like it's made out of cardboard.
Yeah,
they are.
With it's a metal ring.
With a fucking cardboard barrel.
It's one of those like 55-gallon tubs they put chemicals in. Yeah, chemicals and shit.
Hold on. The guy's head won't even fit. I mean,
there's no way.
Just push his head down, Jimmy.
The motherfucking guy's head won't even, and like this flappity ass lid.
Duct tape.
It's a rusty lid with duct tape.
Fucking, are you kidding me?
In 6 hours, we'll push him over. He might be dead from asphyxiation.
he's dead from a broken neck with no air.
That's a good commercial for duct tape.
Hold on, they keep showing. There is no fucking way. First of all, that barrel's
there's
just
nobody in there. He's already out.
Use your legs.
They're pretending there's somebody in there.
Yeah, look at that. You can't hold the side
you
of a
hold
barrel.
Hold it from the bottom.
Yeah, there's no
right,
way.
Right, there's
hold
nobody
like
in
that.
There.
Pretend
just throw him down the stairs.
Hey, Fred, this railing looks like it'd be pretty useful if we put this fucking thing on this railing and launch him from the railing. Now, hold on.
Oh, what the hell is this?
I don't know, but are they going to send him
down?
Hold on. There's nobody in that barrel.
Lummy, I didn't send this. You are sending me soy-filled shit.
I didn't
shit.
Send this.
What you're, the fuck?
I haven't even fucking used
it. No, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on,
you
Bubba.
Sent me
soy-filled
shit.
I didn't send that.
Hold on. This
you
was
sent me soy-filled shit.
I'm going to get blitz.
This was the next video you watched. He didn't send this to you.
I didn't send this to you.
You're sending me fake Zoinksville shit.
No, my shit was real. It was just from the 50s because we were talking about the first people going over.
First, but you could tell there's nobody in that I mean, it's complete. Oh, it's like it's a Cheech and Chong fucking throws Jimmy over that side of the bear. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. What is this, a Stone Joey Logano production? Are you fucking kidding me? Zoinksville. First of all, the guy would be dead alone from that. Your brain would be spun out.
Oh, this hurts.
Oh, look at the lid fell off.
Power Piccolo, I'm hurting. Oh, Lummy. Poor Lummy.
Lummy, what are you sending me, buddy?
I don't know what you're clicking on. You did clickbait on it.
Are you clickbaiting
it? I was clickbaiting
the
himself.
Thing.
Here's the thing back right here. Oh, that's my husband right there.
William Hill dies in accident while riding in a barrel.
William
Hill. That's him dead.
Oh, so am I supposed to assume that when his wife put her hands to her mouth, that's the Zoinksville moment?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Critical. All right, so there it is. That's when he died, like right there. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Good.
He came out of it dead.
Is there any footage of people that have made it? That fucking made it?
Annie Edson Taylor.
What's the chick on the right?
I don't know. When
she
even
did it when
go
she was
there.
63. She survived it.
Going over the Niagara Falls in a barrel. This might be a real... Hold on. This guy...
Oh, my God. Bubba.
Who sent that video to you? Who sent that?
I clickbaited it.
No.
I fucking clickbaited it.
That was the best shit ever. What the fuck?
That's my shit.
Bubba.
That's my shit. I got clickbaited. Hold on. This one here says a guy falls off the fucking with a jet ski. Now that would be. Look at that. Now hold on. Blitz. There's no fucking way. This got to be.
That's a wave runner.
Same thing though, still. There's no way you just go boss hog.
It's going to be the same video we just watched a second ago.
Oh, shit.
Is that the... hold on here.
Uh-oh, it's Zoinksville.
What a fucking... He flipped it over or something?
I don't know, but I don't think that you could really go over... Over.
I think what happened is he like fell off or... what the fuck? He doesn't do nothing.
Now,
hold on. He didn't do shit.
This guy Zoinksville'd me too.
He's not even close to Niagara Falls.
I'm trying to find somebody that actually survived it. Oh my God, look at this. On the edge of death. Niagara Falls. I don't know how we got into the Niagara Falls fucking rabbit hole, but we're here now, so let's enjoy it. And we can't play. Does it get so cold that sometimes the Niagara Falls freezes over? Now, is that guy? All right, I can't watch any of this. I'm going to get in a big fucking rabbit hole next thing you know.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we still need to finish from yesterday.
What do we need to finish?
Well, we're only like two or three chicks deep on your girlfriend list.
Oh, I thought we were going to stop that.
I think they get older, don't they?
Wasn't that 2 days ago?
Whatever.
These are the biggest crocodiles in the world.
Holy shit.
Look at that guy.
Brutus, number
All right,
five.
Lummy.
Well, that's a big bitch.
I think we stopped with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
The hot 15-year-old.
Hell yeah.
Christine, the hot 15-year-old that I got pregnant.
Oh, Christ.
I mean, we don't got to fucking wind talk anymore. We know what the fuck happened. Her name's Christine. I was 20. She was 15. That's legal in Indiana back in 84.
Okay.
And plus, it's a statute of limitations. Like, isn't there got to be some kind of fucking statute of limitations?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're tearing down statutes left and right around here.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, Lummy, what business are we in?
Show business.
Maybe all this is just made up.
Yeah, none of this is real.
None of this is real. Anna's a real whore. She fucks every night.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. I'm a big filthy, nasty fucking slut.
Filthy McNasty.
Filthy McNasty.
Takes Xannies and fucking goes to MMA.
Yeah.
Fucks all the guys.
Nipple clamps.
Oh, you got those?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
I have all of the clamps. I have all the tools.
I have some too.
To be a sexual, nasty, dirty slut face.
You don't even. You wouldn't even use your Hitachi.
I know, but I thought this was the show. This is show business.
Oh yeah, right. You're a real whore, real cum slut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dumpster.
I love cum. Yum yum.
I love cum. Yum yum.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck are we doing? Lummy, how much of the equipment did you move, buddy? You look exhausted.
I got all the equipment in the shower.
Did you put it in nicely, like a little Tetris?
Yeah.
Or did you just throw it in like it was your fist factory?
No, it's all nicely in there.
I've got all the equipment in the shower.
Well, yeah, the only thing is with the drums. I started putting the drums in, but I didn't know if I needed to break them down or I needed to talk to Blitz and see if we had cases or things for that. But they're all next to the shower.
Well, get them in there, buddy. Fuck the cases. Just get them in there.
Okay.
If we find a cases, then obviously the drums will be the first that we could pull out because they're the last to put in, and we could put them in motherfucking cases.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy?
No problem.
But I like the stage to be clear.
Well, yeah.
Maybe get the back machine off there. The whole fuck. I don't know. I might want to keep the back machine on. I don't know where the fuck I'm going to put it. And then, Blitz, what are we going to do with that desk?
I heard we were going to sell it on BubArmyStore.com. It's got a real cool look on it.
I feel as if you're ribbing me.
Yep.
we need more room for the extended stage.
What are we going to do with it?
Blitz. If you could sell.
Oh, fuck that.
Your clothes.
Hold on. I kept those fucking suits because I was like, one day I'm going to sell these motherfuckers.
I want them back. I'm going to take possession.
You gave them to me.
Oh. I'm Indian giving. I'm getting them back.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Oh. Your knee.
I'm white
you're
guy. I'm white guy Welchin.
That works.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm white guy Welchin. I want him back. No, you can have him.
I'm going to wear him.
So, Lummy, where are we at? We had the hot 15-year-old. She was so hot.
Well, the next one I have is Joe Fox.
No. The next one was Christine.
Oh, that's right.
Christine Elifson.
Yes. Sorry, the others.
And there's
big rubes that rock.
Hold on.
What?
The big blue box that rocks.
Yeah.
She lived next to this nightclub called EL Crackers.
Hmm.
And she lived like, it was like hooked on to the nightclub. And so like you'd be in her, like you'd be trying to fuck and you hear boom, 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 boom. Cause her like apartment was hooked onto the same building as a nightclub.
God, that would fucking suck.
Oh, it was horrible.
God.
And she didn't give out any, hardly any, not.
No?
Christine, lot of puss. Chris, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, the first Christine, the 15-year-old.
Right.
Hey, I was 19 at the time. It's legal.
Oh, no, you're 19.
No, 19.
Yeah, it gets younger.
But then the second Christine, I dated Christine's back-to-back. No puss. Hardly any puss.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
But she comes back into play.
But hold on.
Did you know that?
You say no puss, but was she doing other shit?
Yeah, just enough to keep me around.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Little head, little handy.
I mean, that could be nice, right?
No, it's awesome, but you're not getting it that often.
Not when you're driving 2 hours to get, that's where you live, 2 hours away.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But hold on, she comes, you know what? She comes back into play like a motherfucker.
Oh, she does.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I've even told this story.
I don't know if I know this one.
I don't think you do. Then it goes from Christine Elofsson, so remember that name, Christine Elofsson. And I'm not talking bad about her. This is just, these are facts. Mm-hmm. I dated this girl. We dated.
Were you holding hands?
I don't know. I was a lot more love story and a little bit more softer.
Right.
Than, you know.
I like holding hands.
I don't like holding hands.
Why not?
I'll hold a girl's wrist before I hold her hand. I have to hold her
wrist.
Don't you
like to interlock fingers sometimes?
No. Because my hands get sweaty and then she thinks I'm a fucking hog.
Yeah, well, what if her hands get sweaty, too? You guys get sweaty together?
Yep.
What if she has Raynaud's? Keep you cold.
Jason Spence, 1,000 stars.
Keep you cool.
So, then what, Lummy?
Then I have Jill Fox.
Yeah, then it went to Jill Fox, and then...
She fuck?
Oh, yeah, Jill fucked.
Hey, Todd.
That was Todd. Todd Clem.
Hmm. Hmm. Rockin' Bubba Clem?
I was rockin' Bubba Clem then. I was not even Bubba the Love Sponge yet.
Just Bubs.
And I'm just Bubs. I'm with Jill. And then I didn't get fired. I got hired away.
Mm. San Antonio?
To Grand Rapids. And this was the summer of 1988. Summer of 88. And I got a chance to go to, well, first of all, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tried to hire me. With Bruce Bond. He went on to go to federal prison, by the way.
Oh, good.
Good times.
And I fly into Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and they offer me the job, and they want to change me to Bubba Boudet. Boucher.
Bubba Boucher.
Yeah. And they want me to be this raging Cajun guy. And
Can you even do a Cajun accent?
No. And I'm like,
can you try?
I'm like, oh, what's a rubber hose? I don't even fucking know. Beat them with a rubber hose. I don't even fucking know Cajun.
They don't either, though, so you're good.
Yeah.
Especially people
in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You think they fucking know any Cajun?
That's what I'm saying. They have no idea.
So it was a female general manager, and it was Wink 104, W-I-N-K, Wink 104. Bruce Bond was the afternoon. They're going to bring me in at night. They wanted me to be this fucking crazy guy. And I got there, Blitz, and you'd understand, our station, 103 PFR, the station van was the general manager's family van that we put magnet stickers on. That was the station van. I had an old RCA 10-pot rotary pot. The equipment sucked. It was small town radio. I mean, Blitz, our backup FM studio, our backup studios look state of the art compared to what we started out on. So I go to Wink. I get on his airplane. I fly out to Harrisburg. I meet with Bruce Bond. He picks me up in this brand new Lexus. I'm like, holy shit. And he's like, we're going to start you at, $17,500. Be nights, you're going to be on night, 7 and midnight, and you're going to change your name to Bubba Boucher or Bubba Bardot.
Okay.
The Raging Cajun, and we don't want you to be Bubba the Love Sponge, because I'd established Bubba the Love Sponge. And I'm like, okay, I'll take the job. Because you got to make, I'm at 103 PFR doing nights. I'm the most popular guy on the station. I'm the most popular guy in all of Terre Haute, Indiana on the radio. I'm that guy because my friend who discovered me, Kerry Gray, he got fired, Blitz. So now I was a big slinging D. I was the man. And I was making $7,500 a year.
Whoa.
And happy to make it. But I was a big fucking, I was a big deal. Sure. Free oil changes, free pizzas, free drinks, like anywhere the fuck I went. So I call this guy up, Bill Skull, who kind of ended up being my agent, and I'm like, Bill, I got a chance to leave Terre Haute. He's my friend at this point, Bill is. He owns a place called Tri-State Promotions, which was an independent record promoter, Blitz, for the radio stations. And so he knew people that were always he knew the stations that were looking to hire people. And so I tell Bill Skull, I go, Bill, I don't want to leave Terre Haute because I'm getting married later. I'm getting married in October. This is summer of 88. But I just flew to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and they're offering me $17,500, and I only make $7,500. So I got to go. He's like, hold on, kid. Before you go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania sucks.
True that.
Bubba. And he started playing with my emotions. He's like, your mom lives in Warsaw. That's like an 18-hour drive. So forth and so on. He goes, I got a guy in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that's looking for a night guy. His name's Greg Cassidy. I know him. He's one of my stations. And I bet you I could get you $30,000. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I can get you $30,000. So I call Greg Cassidy. Blitz, they hire me sight unseen.
For $30,000?
For $30,000.
Wow. Nice.
So he's like, listen, and all that. This was like August of 88.
It's but good
I'm,
money, man.
But I'm getting married October 28th, 1988. So I go to my wife and I'm like, listen, I just got hired in Grand Rapids for $30,000. You don't understand how fucking rich I am right now. You understand? I told her that. I'm like, I'm buying a new Corvette. I'm buying a, Blitz. I've
Corvette
always just,
guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the coolest fucking car you could have in Terre Haute, Indiana.
I bet.
They didn't even know what a fucking Ferrari or a Porsche was there. So my wife starts crying instantaneously. She's like, oh, my God, I can't. My fiance, Jill, I can't believe we're going to go to, I always thought we were going to stay in Terre Haute. You're doing so good. Everywhere we go, people know you. We go down to Chi-Chi's and you get free burritos. Like, oh my
shit.
God.
Free burritos.
No, she was born and raised in Terre Haute. Well, you know, small town girl. I'm like, listen, Jill, if I'm going to make it in radio, I gotta get to a city like Indianapolis or Cincinnati. I thought Blitz like that was the end all be all.
Sure.
I was like, Jill, don't you understand? You gotta go work in these little markets until you get to a big market. I might be able to be good enough to be in Cincinnati in a couple years. And I go, plus they're paying me $30,000. That's a lot of fucking money. And in 1988, $30,000 for radio was unfucking heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So. So she's like, you know, just go talk to Tony Clark was the general manager of the radio station. Okay, Blitz. And he was Larry Bird's best friend. That's how I met Larry Bird was through Tony Clark. And so, but Tony was a no fucking nonsense, you know, fucking hardcore, always reminding you how fucking bad you were. Kind of like how I managed Lummy.
Yeah. Learn for the best.
Yeah. And so I go up, and I can remember like it was nothing. It was like August 1st. It was hot as fuck. And Tony, who had this big ass house because he's the general manager, had an entire station barbecue get together, where it was a Sunday, and we all went over to his house, and his wife cooked. You know, it was a barbecue. It was all the jocks. It was RJ and Chris Newton. They were the morning breakfast flakes.
Oh,
and then it was
awesome.
Like Mike Arnett. And Dr. Don and me and fucking this guy named Jay Ferguson. And the whole staff was there. And I walked up to Tony. I had my fiance with me, Jill. So she's like, have you talked to Tony yet? I'm like, no, I haven't talked to Tony yet, but I'm gonna. She's like, well, there's a lot. Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Writing on it. You better go talk to him. She talked me into Blitz to going to Tony and asking for more money to stay in Terre Haute.
Mm-hmm.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's what she wanted.
And how much were you making there?
$7,500.
How much were you wanting?
Well, hold on now.
Oh boy.
So I go up to Tony. I finally see my angle. I go up to Tony. I said, "Hey Tony, can I talk to you about something?" He goes, "Sure." I go, I got an offer from Grand Rapids, Michigan to go do nights to pay me $30,000 a year to do nights. And I would love to take that job, but the bottom line is my fiance wants to stay in Terre Haute. So Blitz, I basically just completely pushed myself out when it came to any type of negotiation leverage.
Correct. Right?
But hold on, it gets worse. So I go, "Tony, you know, Jill wants to stay here and I like it here and I don't want to move. So if you could just pay me $15,000, half of what they're offering me, I'll stay." He used to smoke Marlboro Reds. I mean, and he was 6'6", 6'7". Wow. I remember him taking a cigarette out and goes, "Boy, you're playing poker with the wrong guy. If somebody's dumb enough to pay you $30,000, you need to get that job before they change their mind." Like, okay. Thank you, Tony, for the opportunity. So next day, Blitz, you'd move yourself. I'm at the fucking Hertz rental or whatever, rider U-Haul. Truck U-Haul, and I'm literally loading up my shit. And I put my two-week notice in. And so during the day, I didn't have to be at the radio station until like 6. During the day, I was packing, you know, my apartment, and Jill was working. So I was packing my apartment, getting it all ready. Well,
what was she doing?
She was a pharmacy tech.
Okay.
She worked at a pharmacy. You know, the pharmacy techs are the one that fill all the shit. Then the pharmacist just signs off on
it. Just checks it.
It was before I was into pills, Blitz. Otherwise, I would have just been getting them.
No shit.
I'd be like, "Jill, bring me some hydrocodones." I didn't even know about that shit.
Sippy, sippy.
So Tony Clark actually had to kind of drive by my apartment complex to go home. So he gets off. I'm literally, Blitz, not going to go to work till like 10 till 6. You know, fuck them, right? I mean, I don't have to be at work by 6, and I'm going to pack until I can.
You're leaving anyway.
Right. So Tony happens to drive by my apartment complex. He leaves, you know, he gets off work like at 5. And you know, at 5:15, he's driving by our apartment complex, and he sees my fat ass out there loading up shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel's helping me, and I got a couple of my boys helping me, and they're all loading. He pulls in into in his family van that had 103 PFR Pepsi Power Cruiser stickers on it. He goes, "Son, what are you doing?" I go, "I'm going to Grand Rapids, like I told you." And he goes, "I thought you were fucking around for real. you're not leaving? And I go, yeah, I am. I accepted the job. He goes, I'll give you $15,000 right now.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I said, no. I stood my ground. I said, no, Tony, I'm not. I gave you an opera. As a man, I fucking got right. He stayed in his car. He drove a Lincoln, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yet his wife had a Lincoln. So sometimes he was in his Lincoln, and sometimes he was in his van. He happened to be in his van this time. I remember walking right up to the door and said, you know what? As a man, I sat in your backyard and told you I would stay, and you said I was playing poker with the wrong guy. Well, you know what? I'm not playing poker, and I start in Grand Rapids in 2 weeks. He started crying.
What?
He started crying. Because we were just really good friends.
Hmm.
And he started kind of fucking tearing up a little bit on the deal. So I moved the fuck out of there. Got up there, got my own place. And then that's when the bad shit started happening on me. I got over. See?
Oh, yeah.
When I wasn't that over in Terre Haute.
It's getting free burritos.
But I got over. I got over fast. I was, you know, I got on in Terre Haute, I couldn't get on the air and be like, yo, Bob with the Loud Sponge, homie with the big baloney, my dad owns this place. What's your mom doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you little fetus, stay off my phone. How about that 18-year-old sister you got? You ever catch a glimpse of her pubes?
Hell yeah.
You know, all the stupid shit I used to say at night. Well, the first week I get there, it's 98 WGRD, and I'm like, 98 WGRD, it's Bubba the Love Sponge with you here. Here's Information Society, and followed by UB40 on 98 WGRD. Well, I went to lunch with the fucking boss, Greg Cassidy, and he's like, hey, when we're hanging out as boys, you're always funny as shit, always cutting up on people. Why don't you act like that on the air? I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, for real. I mean, don't say bad words, but just go, you know, be yourself, be funny, be rude. And that's the guy, that's the conversation I had, Blitz, in September of 1988 that pretty much turned kind of my shtick into my on-air personality shtick that I've developed over the years.
That's awesome.
And most radio personalities were never allowed to have shtick. They were card reader guys. Read this card into this song. Give the weather. Give the this. Give the that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have an opinion. Don't be rude to people. Promote the radio station. 9 in a row. Commercial fucking free. Yippee fucking yo. Yeah.
Play these songs and do as we say.
Well, I got on the air first night. I'm just going fucking crazy. And I get over. In 2 weeks, I'm over. They're doing articles in the newspaper. Who is the wild man on WGRD at night? And when you get over, Lummy, not that you would know because you're married, but if you're single and you're 20 or 21 years old and you're on the fucking radio circa 1988, because there is no internet, there is no phones, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, when you're the guy on the radio in 1988, yeah, and you're the most popular guy, you are social media.
Yep.
You are the delivery mechanism for everything that's fucking cool. Whatever you say is it. Like, you know. And so I got over fucking fast. And Lummy, when you get over, here come the cricks.
Oh, yeah.
And this one crick got me bad. Her name was Rebecca Hamlink.
Yeah, that's the next one.
She got me bad. She fucking... Now, mind you, I meet her in September of 88. I'm supposed to be getting married in October 28th of 88. Jill stayed back in Terre Haute to finalize the wedding and all that.
Okay, so you were back there. You were there alone.
I went to Grand Rapids for the first 2.5 months alone
and got
over. And got the fuck over. And then, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of my first couple of weeks when I wasn't over, I'd get back to my apartment. I'd call my fiance up. Hey, baby, how was your shift? Good. Are you home now? Yeah. You should see the apartment. Now, she came up one weekend, helped get the apartment ready and all that kind of bullshit.
You guys fuck a lot that weekend?
Oh, fuck yeah. I had this bullshit waterbed. You ever try to fuck on the waterbed?
It's the worst.
It's like playing fucking handball against the curtains. You just can't get no fucking gription on the deal.
Right.
Why'd you have a waterbed?
Because everybody
had
waterbed.
That was the cool thing in the 89. Yeah,
did you have little fishies in it?
No.
What? It wasn't a fucking aquarium.
What the fuck?
You're so fucking stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
You take the bed away from you. I mean, the belt away from you immediately.
No. Some people did have fish in their mattress.
No, they did it.
They did.
No,
doubling down. You're playing poker with the wrong guy.
Shut up.
Don't be Tony Clark. Say it.
Don't be Tony Clark.
His wife was Marianne, by the way. Don't be Marianne Clark. So I'm getting over and. Yeah, first 2 weeks, it's just whatever. Well, then third week, they do this big fucking article on me. I start being just fucking crazy at night. I get over. Then I meet this Rebecca chick. She works at the Michigan Athletic Club, and she's, like, into fitness and shit. And, you know, I was doing some Little House on the Prairie fucking back in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know. I mean, I didn't really know how to fuck.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, you got to be taught how to fuck. Man or woman.
Sure.
And she taught you?
Well, she was younger. She was like 18, 19. But she, you know, she just knew how to, let me just say she knew how to fuck. Like, God damn, she knew how to fuck. And so.
That's cool when you hear the chicken like.
Oh, she knows, but it's like she'd come over to my apartment because obviously Jill's down in Terre Haute.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking playing pharmacy tech Willie, not supporting her man. And her man's in Grand Rapids getting the fuck over. My phone lines are just filled the fuck up with bitches. And the only one I cared about was Rebecca. First time I had phone sex was with her. Mm. She's like, it's her idea too. She's like, hey, you know, I can't come over to your apartment tonight, but she had her own private line in her bed. She lived with her parents and she had her own private line. She's like, if you call my private line, I'll rub my pussy off the phone for you. What? For real? Yeah. So, Anna, you got to understand, I was in love. Like, I fell in love with this bitch. Like,
you were in love?
Fucking A. I mean, because she put some fucking pussy on me that I'd never had before.
Right.
Does every one of us guys remember the first time a girl really put some pussy on
you? Yeah, that pussy spell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Anna, has a guy ever really put some dick on you to get you just
like
all...
Like, where I get dick drunk on the dick?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think that's the problem. I don't think a guy's ever really dicked down.
I don't think I've ever fell in love with like a dick, but I've definitely been infatuated with someone like an unhealthy degree.
Blitz, can you remember, no names mentioned, no era, but can you remember the first girl that really put some rock star pussy on you?
Yeah.
Lummy, can you, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. I mean, we're not going to mention any names, but there's that one girl that just really puts the fucking... The pussy on you. Like, she knows the words. She knows everything.
So I like that, it, too, that even, like, they have, not even for just giving puss, but, like, you know, other techniques, and you're like, whoa, that's a new one.
Yeah.
I like
or
that.
Or, like, you know, stick it in my ass or something like that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going that far, but, yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like.
You like butt play?
No, I don't. But when I don't,
it's
Anna.
Okay if you do.
I had a bad experience with it in Madeira Beach one time. That being said, when a guy is fucking and a girl yells that back and you never heard it before. That's a pretty cool chick.
It's actually something Lummy yells at all the time.
Hey,
stick it in my ass.
So, so hold on. I can remember. I goes nothing. October 28th, 1988 was a Saturday, and so Big Jim Davis and Greg Cassidy were my bosses, and they're like, "Listen, you need to get out of here on Wednesday and get down, to, you know, because you're getting married this weekend." Well, I really didn't want to get fucking married.
Yeah, at that point, you were in love with somebody else.
No, I didn't even fucking love Jill.
That's what I'm saying. You were in love with somebody else.
Yeah, I was in absolute love. And Rebecca's like, don't do it.
So she knew you were getting married?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit?
She knew. Man. Like, I didn't lie. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, you know, I'm engaged. And she's like, it's okay. We can just, this even made her naughtier. Like, we can just fuck until you get married.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, us guys, we're such creatures. If you tell any guy that. If you have, there might be a lot of guys that have a lot of fucking willpower, and God bless you, but if you move to a new city, your fiance's 300 miles away, she's a little house on the prairie, fuck.
Man, it'd be hard.
You get back to this new city, you're popular as fuck. Before you sit here and cast aspersions on me, I don't know if I said it right.
No, aspersions.
Before right. You fucking say I'm a fucking dirtbag, picture this, men. And even you women that are listening,
I'm picturing
you go to a new Anna. You go to a new city.
Yeah,
you're engaged. You're into this. You're engaged to this guy.
He's like whatever.
And he's like whatever. He's like only like the third, fourth piece of ass you ever had. It's just standard little house on the prairie, missionary Willie.
Just what you think life's supposed to be.
Right. Just a little head. Just a little that. Not a lot of fucking craziness.
Yeah.
And you go up and your husband's like, listen, baby, I'm going to stay back here and get everything ready for the wedding. You go up to this new city. They're writing, you're on TV. They're writing articles about you. You're the hottest fucking thing in the town. And you got the hottest guys trying to throw you the dick. And like, and then finally, you get the dick, in your case, the dick from this guy. And he just dicks you down better than you've ever had in your entire life. And then he's telling you, baby, don't go marry that fucking guy you've been talking shit about while we fuck. Stay here. Be with me. God. So
yeah, that'd be pretty hard to turn down.
So I'm like, listen, Rebecca, I got to go do this. My whole fucking family's going to be there. Like, I can't call this off now. She's like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Even when you come back, I mean, she was a straight fucking homewrecker.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, even when you come back, we'll just see, you know, how it goes. I'm like, okay. You know what? I didn't even get into, didn't I leave it? Didn't the last time I leave it when I didn't get any pussy on my honeymoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
You didn't want any?
Well.
He was saving it up.
Wait a second. Did you actually get pussy on your honeymoon?
No.
Oh.
No, just from a different chick?
Yeah, not from your wife.
So I'm with this Rebecca chick. Just straight fucking infatuated. Just like, I was just completely.
Did you actually love her?
Well, I was, I mean, yeah.
Or did you just want to fuck her all the time?
Both.
You were in lust.
Both.
Do you understand the difference?
Are you talking to me like I'm a
Jesus
fucking third grader?
Christ.
No, but I mean like...
Bubba, do you understand the difference?
You know what? Probably not.
Oh, look, it's Big Dan from Vancouver's in Facebook chat.
He is?
Yeah, Danny Boyo.
Does he know about the Calgary jersey?
He said thanks for the shout out yesterday. I figured
it. Has he priced it out? Has he looked at it?
Who was the other guy's name? We got to know.
Who's your brother's name?
Tom.
Your brother's?
I think it's Tom. Is he in Facebook? Or?
Yeah, Facebook. He's a big motherfucker.
What's his, is it Danny Bub?
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, it's Dan from Vancouver. Thanks for the shout out. Dan, who's your brother that's with you? What is his name? Is it Tom? Mike?
Fred?
Fred?
Single syllable name?
Dan's big ass stupid brother? Like, what is his name? Because the Twin Towers, I used to call you motherfuckers. And if you go to BubbaArmyStore.com, you'll be able to see Pete!
Oh, okay.
Dan and Pete. So, Anna, I go down and I get married. And we have our wedding.
How many people are at your wedding?
Probably like 150.
Shit, okay. Oh, so that's a real deal.
And we
and
get,
everyone's like, yay, Papa's married.
Did you fuck on your wedding night?
No.
So, we go
he
have,
said honeymoon night.
Okay. We go have the reception at the Terre Haute Armory.
Nice.
Are you faking it well?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, woo!
I love her.
So in love.
And so...
Can't wait to get back home to GRD. You got some hot puss up there for
me. Bill Skull has me a limo that's going to take me to Indianapolis. We parked our cars in, for somehow my family or whatever.
Was Tony Clark there?
Yes. And for somehow, Blitz, my moving... I don't know, but our cars were in Indy. And we took a limo. Bill Skull, my agent... Music guy paid for me to have the honeymoon suite in Embassy Suites downtown Indianapolis. So this limo,
okay,
and it's about an hour and a half drive. So we get in the limo about midnight, 11 o'clock, and it's all stocked up full of champagne and, you know, all kinds of bullshit. And it has a partition. Now, you understand, I'd never really been in a lot of limos. This is like maybe the first or second limo I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was the other limo I'd ever been in before that was just like a real little one that had like four seats in it.
Okay, yeah.
That faced each other. It didn't have a big long bench or nothing. Well, this
like
was a
super stretch.
This was a motherfucking limo. This was a real limo, super stretch, and it had a privacy partition. So what's nice. The first thing I do?
Push the button.
I get in there. She gets in there. I'm hitting the buttons, fucking mm-hmm. with the buttons, turning the airway down, and she's,
privacy partition.
Yeah, and so I say I do the privacy partition. Well, I'm like, she goes, "What are you doing that for?" And I go, "So we can suck my dick and he can't see it."
Exactly.
And she's like, "What?"
She's like "What?
What?"
I'm like, already married, and she's saying no to head.
Yeah, like I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "No, let's just go through our cards."
What?
So, yeah. So. We're going through our fucking cards. You know, the cards you get?
Right.
We're going through our wedding card. And she's like, oh, look at this one. This one's from Renee and Jim.
Meanwhile, you got a fucking boner in
your
pants.
Yeah, meanwhile, yeah. And a limo that I've never been in. Fucking right. Super stretch. So we get to Embassy Suites. We get checked in. And it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock. And she says, you know, I'm ready to fuck. I mean, that's what you're
of
supposed
course,
to do, ain't
yeah.
you? Not only am I ready to fuck, but I really don't want to fuck her because I don't even love her. Because, like, I'm in love with Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
But
you still want to get some puss.
But you just got married.
Yeah, I'm you know, I'm 22 years old at this point. I want to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Rebecca or my new wife. Preferably Rebecca, But this one's going to have to do right now.
Yeah, but you'll fuck your wife right now.
We'll fuck my wife. So we get in, and it's really pretty nice. It's like a little suite,
mm-hmm.
and it had like a wraparound view of downtown Indianapolis. It was pretty cool.
So fancy.
And so she goes, you know, I go, I'm already in bed, fucking with my underwear on.
Snacks in hand.
With ESPN.
Oh.
I'm watching ESPN.
Did they have Cheez-Its back then?
No, I don't know if they had Cheez-Its, but we do have, like, there's like a fruit, you know, like
platter.
Like, yeah, like Bill had like some champagne and some
strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. So she takes those and put into the bath. She goes, I'm going to take a bubble bath. Okay. Because I want to be, you know, I want to be super fresh and all this kind of bullshit.
Okay.
I'm going to take a bubble bath.
I can respect that.
And I'm like, okay. So she gets in and gets a bubble bath and I get the champagne out.
Got fucking drunk and fell asleep.
Pop it. I pop it. Mm-hmm. I pour her a glass. I pour a glass because I'm thinking this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
We fucking do the, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Drink both, didn't you?
No, hold on. I drink it. She drinks it. She goes, okay, honey, I'll be on about 15 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Sweet.
So I go, I'm watching ESPN. It's been like 20 minutes. I go, hey, are you okay in there? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, okay. 15 more minutes go by. Now we're 25, 30 deep.
Shut up.
I walk in there, and she's crying.
Oh.
What?
She's crying.
I go, in a tub.
In the tub.
With champagne.
Drunk.
Oh,
on your wedding night.
She's drunk. She's got, the entire bottle is gone. She's drunk, and she's crying.
And you didn't fuck her right there and then?
No, hold on. And she's crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? Tears. She's like, I've never been away from home. And we're going to be so far away. And then, by the way, she had a twin sister named Jo. They were identical twins.
You fuck her too?
No, I tried. Oh. Got in trouble.
Tears make good lube.
And so she's like, I've never been away from Jo. Her brother's name was Jack. And never been away from Jack. And I'm like, Jill, are we going to fuck? Or not.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I swear to God. You know how I am.
Of course.
And now she's
my
wife.
But back then, I didn't know.
Yeah, but he was swing big C. He's big time
now. And you don't understand, Blitz. Even her dad noticed, like, when I came.
Oh, yeah, because you're way different.
I was way over.
That's what I'm saying, but you're different.
Yeah, so, like, even during the 3 days I was in Terre Haute,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of a dick. I was, like, stiff because I was way the fuck over.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm like, are we going to fuck? I said, you know that's what you do on your honeymoon is you fuck.
What'd she say through tears?
Just give me like 5 more minutes. Okay, I'm like, all right. 10 more minutes, I go back in. Her bitch is passed the fuck out, and she's lucky.
In the tub?
Passed out. She's lucky she didn't slip and drown it because I would have let her fucking done it.
Well, so you would have been blamed for it.
I get her up. First of all, I drained the fucking tub.
And you didn't fuck her?
She's got soap all over her. You know how you get, if you drink.
Yeah, you just took a bubble bath.
She got soap all over.
This bubbly ass bitch.
And so I had to put her in the shower. And she's like, it's too cold. At this point, I'm not.
What is she, me?
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Everything's a fucking problem.
I can remember.
Complaining non-fucking
I can remember, like I was mad as fuck. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about how cold the fucking shower is.
The water's too wet.
I'm rinsing you the fuck off. So I dry her off. She's like, I take her to bed. I'm trying to fuck her. I'm trying. I got a boner.
But
I'm
she's
rubbing
like,
on
no,
her.
No, no.
Oh, so she wouldn't have known.
Fell asleep.
Come on, you fucked a fucking sleeping chick before.
No, I never. The only thing I ever did is when that girl had gotten a G-hole one time, and I had to put sugar in her mouth so she didn't die and call Dan. I did not fuck her.
Did you put the sugar on your dick and then put it in your mouth?
I was fucking her. And listen, I was fucking her. Her name was Jackie, by the way. I was fucking her, and she passed out on GHB mid-fuck.
Mid-fuck?
Yes. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
I'm over here fucking rock starring it, fucking thinking I'm LD in it.
And you hear her snoring?
And next thing you know, she's like. I'm like.
You didn't finish?
Well, no, I just think you lose your bone immediately.
No,
well,
you
that's
fucking
a good sign. Hey, Bubba, that means you have a conscience.
No way. You get harder.
No. So then I'm like, man, she's. And then I thought she would stop breathing. And I had to call Dan at 3 a.m. I'm like, Dan, this girl did too much GHB. Well, how do you know she did? Well, because she was doing it in my car when I was driving. Oh. Did you do any? No, I didn't do any. What? Blitz, it was when you could buy that Renutrient fucking right off the shelf. It was legal. You could buy it at GNC. She's doing like 5 or 6 caps of this shit. And boy, you know what? GHB is really good until it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're fucking up on GHB, they're fucking tigers. But then they just hit a wall and they die.
Yeah, from date rape.
So I tell Dan, I go, Dan, this bitch has got too much GHB. He's like, how much? Do you have any Coca-Cola? I go, like, as in the soft? Yes. That's got 53 grams of sugar in it, supposedly. Try to get spoonfuls of sugar and rinse it down with Coca-Cola. Well, when a bitch is passed out, you're trying to get the fucking thing in her mouth, like you know, mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to get the spoon in her mouth.
And you then don't want her to choke or anything.
And then rinse it down with Coke, and she's like.
Looks like a fucking volcano.
But you so, got her. You got
I,
her.
That was a different story. So I get Jill in bed. She passes out. We wake up. And anyway, for the 3.5
so you
or
did
4
not
hours.
Fuck
we didn't fuck.
At all.
And then we drove to Grand Rapids on Sunday morning, and she's like hungover. And she's got these sunglasses on, and I got Blitz. I had an 86 Chevy Silverado pickup, half nice. Ton, fucking badass. And the entire time, she just got her head against the wall, and she's like crying and shit. I fucking called Rebecca up the minute I got into Grand Rapids. Well, first of all, I told Jill, listen, you need to get in and get a job. Go get a fucking job.
She worked at the church?
She worked. No, you know where she worked at? Things. Things Remembered.
Oh, yeah, Things Remembered.
In the mall.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a little trinket store where they make like little fucking, this is earned. How did you guys find
it? I told him to send it to you. I'm not going to put it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Let me see. Right. Let me see.
Doesn't mention having anything to do with me.
Nope. Opposite ends of the
that's
spectrum.
That's her?
I was born and raised in Terre Haute. I lived in St. Louis for nearly 3 decades. I love being part of the community. My husband, Gary, and my 2 daughters.
You put it on the screen.
Megan and Mallory. Well, you know what? I got her pregnant, too. She's supposed to have 3 kids, not 2. One with Bubba Clem. She looks like a fucking bulldog now. nobody show. Blitz, do not show it. Blitz, do not show it.
No, I won't. I won't.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
I told Lemmy to send it.
Oh, dear God.
Looks like Doppo Double Knop Waters.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
Are that twins?
Back over there immediately.
That's what I was
going to
say.
So she goes and gets a job at Things Remembered. And I told her she needed to work during the day because I'd have Rebecca over during the day, blast her. In the spare bedroom, Blitz, because you can't blast in your marital bed because, like, there's some hairs and some shit.
And obviously, looking at this, by the way, she doesn't care about not being in Terre Haute anymore.
Why?
Well, she's not there.
Yeah, she don't give a fuck about Terre Haute. Nobody cares about Terre Haute.
That's what I'm saying, but remember, she's crying Terre
Haute
to you.
You only love Terre Haute while you're there. Once you get out, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of Terre Haute. So then, Lummy, I'm fucking over in Grand Rapids, but I'm living with Jill. I'm sorry. I'm married to Jill, but I'm blasting Rebecca. I mean, she'd come to the station. We'd go to her work. I would encourage Jill to spend long weekends with her parents. She had to drive 4 hours to Terre Haute, spend, you know, be like, hey, you mm-hmm. know, take a Friday, Monday off. No. I'd just be up in a cut with Rebecca.
When was the first time you guys fucked after getting married?
Probably like 2 or 3 days later. I mean, we fucked a lot before getting married. I mean, like, we fucked a lot.
Right, no, I know.
I got her pregnant. She was my second pregnancy. Hmm. I think how many have I think I might have had. I think I have 4 abortions on my tab.
Oh wow!
Is my son listening to this? I hope he got your fucking headphones off.
He's sleeping.
He actually is sleeping. Is he really sleeping?
Yeah.
Hold on. Ready?
He didn't flinch.
Oh yeah. That means he ain't sleeping. I don't know if I should be.
Well, it's not loud in here.
I don't know if I should be saying all this.
Well, you know what you should be doing. Reading that commercial.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
I gotta get out of here, too.
I know, and they just sent a bunch more.
Really story time.
I know.
Gotta pick it back up.
Well, we have to do this, though.
Monday.
It'll be the continuing saga. It gives us stuff to
talk
about.
I love this.
Oh, it gets, Anna, you don't even know. If I really get into it, if I really am honest and I really peel this motherfucker back, it's an ongoing series.
So we've only gotten through 2 abortions. We need 2 more.
Well, we have a bunch more women, too.
No. Let me just tell you this. We are only on my second city.
Oh, shit.
We still got. Now, if there's that much,
you,
Anna.
You just
if,
got over.
Anna, if this is the first time I was over, and it's only city number two, and if I created that much drama in just little bullshit Grand Rapids, imagine, here's the progression. San Antonio, Chicago, Philly, Orlando, Chicago, Milwaukee, Tampa.
Oh, fuck.
And bitches in every one of those fucking cities.
Dun, dun, dun.
And me making bad choices.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mm. Tyler should be saying to himself, well, I'm lucky to be alive.
He's the one that made it.
Four others didn't make it, buddy. Blitz, should I just do this right here, or should we just clear the network and I do it privately?
I say do it here, but it's up to you.
Yeah. There's so much, like, they give me so much, I don't know what they want me to read.
I don't know either. There's bullet points, there's fucking don't says, there's do says.
I know, there's bullet points, there's don't says, there's do says. There's insert here's, there's opinionize here's, mm-hmm. There's don't
be
say
transparent.
That. And do not say this, but say that, but fucking say this with emphasis on a this and a that.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, fellas. This episode of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. Oh, I think it's the Bubba Army Podcast, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, fellas. This episode of the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by your favorite producers of ball trimmers, Manscaped. The global leaders in the below-the-waist grooming are officially leaving 2021 with a new product. Clean yourself into the new year with the new Ultra Premium Body Wash. Get a special offer when you use my promo code Bubba. It's going to get you 20% off and free shipping if you go to manscaped.com and enter the promo code Bubba. 4 million men already trusted Manscaped. It's time for you to join them. God, so far, Blitz, that's pretty fucking good.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wow, he's nailing it.
And so now I'm just going to pick one of these other thingies here. Manscaped has engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality. That's where I fuck up every time, that
sure
word.
Is. You,
I'm skipping
you
that one.
You picked the right one, let me tell you.
2022 is on its way, and the last thing you want to do is to be the guy with the overwhelming pubes getting in the way of when you want to do something cool. 2021 sucked, and that's why Manscaped's making a splash in upping the grooming game with their signature Lawnmower 4.0. It's here to take down every pube in its path. This tool is amazing, and I'm confident by using the 4.0. Did I say 4.0 earlier? I know I was supposed to say 4.0.
4.0, I think you said.
All right. This tool is amazing, and I'm confident using the 4.0 to leave you. See, this is where it gets real convoluted here.
Mm-hmm.
This tool is amazing, and I'm confident using the 4.0 to leave 2021 and my gross pubes with it.
What?
Stupid.
Yeah, because pubes are gross. Nobody wants pubes, man. That's gross.
That's what I wish I could say.
Yeah, you can. They're cool with that.
Hey, it's Bubba. Let me just tell you, pubes are gross. I got Anna right here. Here's a girl. Not real sexually active, but do you like pubes?
No, they're gross.
You trying to do some character over there? Why can't you just be some hot chick instead of some chick
with
balls?
Oh, I thought you wanted me to just kind of accentuate that.
No, I wanted you to be a hot chick and be like, pubes are gross.
Pubes are so gross.
Yeah, with a little fry.
Pubes are so gross.
I got a chick right here. You like pubes, bitch?
No, they're gross.
Blitz is going to be able to hack this thing together.
Mm-hmm. Take her out.
You want to talk about being clean? How about feeling and smelling good? Then you're going to need the new Ultra Premium Body Wash from Manscaped as well. It solves all three. It's the perfect addition to your daily grooming routine. But you do it in the shower. But you use it in the shower. This body wash is infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. With Manscaped, you're going to bring a brand new man. See, like I've read millions and millions of papers of copy in my lifetime, and this is just fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Cut all this out, please. Don't forget to use Bubba as your promo code and get 20% off with free shipping, and it's only at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba. Happy New Year. Oh, listen to this one. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and your balls. That's what they want you to say. Happy New Year to you and your balls.
To your balls.
Happy New Year to your fucking balls. Wise guy.
Your balls.
Happy New Year.
To your balls.
There you go. See you guys tomorrow. Fuck off.